As our planet progresses in the new era of the Golden Age, the fields of knowledge and wisdom, namely science and spirituality, are beginning to merge as research sheds new light on the previously invisible spiritual energies that lie behind the purely physical domain. One area that science is exploring in different ways is the law of reincarnation. Reincarnation can be summed up as follows. When a person's body dies physically, the soul or spirit within the body withdraws. After a time, that same soul re-enters an embryo, thus beginning again the cycle of life. The new incarnation depends on the law of cause and effect, or karma, which simply put means whatever our speech, thoughts and actions are, we will eventually experience the results of our choices. As recorded in the Bible, Jesus said, "As you sow, so shall you reap." It is a law that has been expressed in manifold ways in the holy scriptures of many different religions. The Bhagavad Gita, a Hindu scripture containing the teachings of Lord Krishna, describes reincarnation repeatedly throughout the text and in a precise manner. As a person gives up old and worn out garments and accepts new apparel, similarly, the embodied soul giving up old and worn out bodies verily accepts new bodies. The Quran says, "And you were dead and he brought you back to life, and he shall cause you to die and shall bring you back to life, and in the end gather you unto himself." The Buddha mentioned reincarnation many times, often relating stories about his past lives to his disciples. It is recorded in the Dhammacakka Sutra that he stated, "Through many a birth wandered I, seeking the builder of this house. Sorrowful indeed is birth again and again." In the Bible regarding John the Baptist, Jesus Christ said, "And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear." This clearly means that John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah, who was prophesied to return by the Jews. From the book of Job in the Old Testament, our Hebrew Bible, we have this poetic description of the cycle of birth and death and even God's intention for the process. "At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time I will wait till my change come." Using empirical methods, researchers have now collected a body of scientific evidence demonstrating the law of reincarnation. This development has opened the scientific community and the world at large to new dimensions in thinking and attitudes towards human awareness, existence and possibility. One example is the work of the respected late Canadian physician Ian Stevenson, director of the Division of Perceptual Studies of the Department of Psychiatric Medicine at the University of Virginia, USA. Over 40 years, he documented over 3,000 cases of past life memories of children. As Dr. Stevenson had been noted for conducting his research with particular scientific vigor, he preferred only to use spontaneous memories of children, as he considered adult memories of past lives unreliable. As a result of his extensive research, Dr. Stevenson became convinced that reincarnation was the explanation behind phobias and special abilities that people exhibited during the course of their lives. He concluded that personality traits survived physical death. His experiments repeatedly showed that his subjects could recount with astonishing accuracy the detail about places and events that were verified upon investigation. His methods also included identifying and correlating birthmarks with purported physical injuries to the same part of the body in the previous life. As this type of data could be readily verified, his findings were received with great interest by many in the scientific community. In one case, Dr. Stevenson interviewed a young girl from India named Swanlata Mishra, who remembered she had previously been a woman named Biya Pituk. After investigation, Dr. Stevenson located the town, house and relatives of Biya Pituk. Dates concerning Biya Pituk and Swanlata coincided, and when taking Swanlata to the town in question, she identified over 50 details of Biya Pituk's life, including her house, her close relatives and even her manner of death. In another compelling case, Najib Unlu Tashkran, a child from Turkey, had 7 birthmarks, with 6 of the 7 corresponding to 6 wounds detailed in a medical document regarding the body of his previous incarnation. Najib Unlu Tashkran also recalled that his former wife had a leg injury, and the woman, who was still alive, verified the wound. A man from Myanmar named Mong Swa Thun, that Dr. Stevenson interviewed, said that he was formerly a Daswa, a woman who was friends with his mother, who had already passed on. Before Daswa died, she had cataracts in one of her eyes, which required an operation, an event that Mong Swa Thun remembered from the previous life. He said the cataract meant vision in one eye was superior to the other, even after the operation. From birth, Mong had a medical issue with one of his eyes, which meant one eye had significantly better vision than the other. We will pause for some brief messages, and when Science and Spirituality continues, we will examine more of the research conducted by Dr. Ian Stevenson, which has further demonstrated the veracity of the law of reincarnation in the realm of science. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
From Thailand, enjoy more from the Khon classical dance drama Ramagiyam with Anomatan Grace's C. Ayutthaya, based on the ancient Indian legend of Ramayana. Airing this Tuesday, August 25th, on Supreme Master Television's Enlightening Entertainment.
Welcome back to Science and Spirituality, where we are examining the work of Dr. Ian Stevenson, a Canadian physician who conducted extensive research during his lifetime to show the truth of the law of reincarnation from a scientific perspective. There has long been scientific interest regarding the research of twins, particularly of identical twins. They have been the focus of the nature versus nurture debate, which features competing theories as to whether our traits as humans are predetermined by genetic instructions in DNA, passed from generation to generation, nature, or our behavior is due to the influences of our surrounding environments, nurture. Since the 19th century, researchers such as English scientist Sir Francis Galton cited notable and conclusive differences between twins of monozygotic and dizygotic origin. Monozygotic twins are those that are born from a single egg that splits in the womb, making each twin almost genetically identical. Thus, theoretically, the resulting two children should also be almost exact physical and mental replicas of each other. Dizygotic twins are defined as when two female eggs are fertilized in the womb at the same time. However, they are not any more genetically similar than any other siblings from the same parents. What causes great excitement among some scientists is that identical twins who normally share identical environmental conditions often develop distinct personalities from one another and also exhibit differing behavioral habits that cannot be explained either by the environmental conditions under which they were brought up or genetics. In Dr. Stevenson's book, Where Reincarnation and Biology Intersect, he discusses the interviews he conducted with 40 sets of twins, where one in the pair or both said they had past life recollections. Most interestingly, he noted that the monozygotic twins interviewed show notable personality differences. One very remarkable case he studied was of monozygotic twins born in Sri Lanka. One was named Indica and the other was named Kokshupa, both recalled their previous lives. Kokshupa's prior life had been brief and he stated that his end had come violently. From the other details he described, it was concluded that in the past life he had been a soldier, which had been common in the area where he said he had lived during his last incarnation. Indica, on the other hand, gave a vivid description of being an 11-year-old schoolboy named Darshana in a completely different region, who had died after a brief illness. An extraordinary number of Indica's assertions were later verified, as Indica provided a town name and names of relatives from his previous birth. In fact, Darshana's father heard about the story and contacted Indica's family. Shortly afterwards, the father became convinced that Indica was indeed Darshana reincarnated. As the two families lived in completely different geographical regions, and both families were of different social groups, there is no way they could have known of each other. Yet Indica correctly identified nearly 40 objects and people and described in detail their past relationships to him. Also, Indica and Kukshepa displayed strikingly different personalities. Indica was polite, respectful, and more intelligent than his brother. Kukshepa was generally less refined in manner and quarrelsome at times. However, it was noted by Dr. Stevenson that the brothers got on very well together on the whole. Though Kukshepa's past life story remains unconfirmed, we can only speculate as to the prior relationships of the two twins. Although science cannot authenticate some aspects of this case, one thing is clear: neither genetics nor environmental conditions were useful in understanding behavioral differences between the two apparently identical twins. Another fascinating case is of Gillian and Jennifer Pollock, monozygotic twins from England. The two older sisters of Gillian and Jennifer, Joanna and Jacqueline, passed away in an auto accident more than a year and a half before Gillian and Jennifer were born. From Gillian and Jennifer's statements, Dr. Stevenson concluded that the two were Joanna and Jacqueline reborn. At birth, Jennifer had a birthmark under her right eye, but Gillian did not. Upon investigation, Dr. Stevenson found out that Jacqueline, at the age of 3, had received an injury under the right eye in exactly the same place. Dr. Stevenson viewed a photograph of Jacqueline with a scar at age 3 and of Jennifer at her christening with a distinguishing birthmark. The similarities of both the scar and the birthmark were remarkable, and since Jennifer and Gillian share the same DNA, this led to the conclusion that there was a definite link between the two sets of sisters. The stories of the twins we've just described, and other accounts of those who have memories of past lives, verify the words of the past masters, such as Krishna and Buddha, on the law of reincarnation. Through the work of devoted researchers, such as Dr. Ian Stevenson, a bridge between the scientific community and the realm of spirituality has been built, and the law of reincarnation may one day be placed in scientific textbooks alongside the other fundamental laws of the universe, such as those of gravity and motion. Thank you, intelligent viewers, for joining us today on Science and Spirituality. Up next is Words of Wisdom following Noteworthy News. May you have a wonderful week ahead.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.